child of light. A daily expression of that light. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one. One.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here each week to help you discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to discover the peace and the joy that is your birthright as a divinely created being. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. If you want to be inspired to live a happier and healthier life, or to discover the thousands of simple tools that are available to help you do that, or if you want to feel more love in your life, or feel more connected with your own higher self, and if you want to create more joy or peace or beauty in the world, then you're in the right place. On Inner Divinity, we are committed to healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, to remembering the truth of who we really are. We focus here on spirituality rather than on religion. So if you long for any of that, then tune in every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Spiritual growth is our passion here, in part because we've had to learn to access a power greater than our individual selves in order to heal deep wounds and make living worthwhile. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it and watched countless others do it as well. Mostly, all we need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, accept, and then release whatever has blocked our connection with the divine source of all life. Call that God or Great Spirit or Goddess or Universal Spirit. In my experience, it doesn't really matter what we call it, but it matters greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often subconscious, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin reclaiming who we really are, to release those blocks and begin embracing our God-given birthrights to feel whole, happy, and at peace in mind, in body, and in spirit. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach with a master's in counseling psychology. And my co-host is Sage Woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our shared passion is helping anyone who wants to grow, who wants to awaken to the truth of who they really are, and to share the many ways that we've discovered for doing so. We follow many of the teachings of our Native American ancestors, and we both know way too much about releasing pain, about how to heal, because we've had to learn in order to keep living. Feeling connected with divine power and taking action from that deep, unconditional love that lives inside of us can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We give you the tools and the inspiration to begin living the life you've always wanted to live. And we hope that you and all of your friends join us right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Divine Spirit is alive in you. We know that because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, you carry that divine spark of life and the power and the love that it holds right inside of you. And because of that inner divinity, you have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other type of suffering that you've been doing. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. We begin that journey each week with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true, and to let ourselves move if we want to, so the body can actually feel the spirit moving inside of it. We also want to let you know that there's a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope you stay tuned for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Child of life. What are you? A daily expression of that life.
When is this?
Right now, forever will be. Inside of me. Standing as one. One. We will stand as one. We will stand as one for humanity. Forever will be. We will stand as one for humanity.
Standing as one,
standing as stay.
Welcome, all you beautiful souls. This is Sage Woman. I am here today and going to be hosting this hour. And you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati 88.3 FM. And I hope you enjoyed that amazing music by Faith Rivera, Standing as One. It's such a pleasure to have all of you here today on this gorgeous, beautiful autumn day in Cincinnati. This show, Inner Divinity, is all about getting focused on empowering your higher self and discovering the tools and the inspiration to live a happier, healthier, and more inspired life. Gotta love that. And also, if you've ever thought about underwriting here at WAIF, it is a great way to get your business message out there. We can help you do that. Call one of us and speak to our experts about underwriting at 513-351-1538, and they will guide you through the process of underwriting. It's easy, and the rates will not affect your budget, and you'll be helping your business and WAIF. 88.3, what radio is meant to be. Okay, so today we are going to be talking about living from your heart center. And this is a subject matter that is so important to me. I spend a great deal of time talking about it all the time, living from love, not from fear. And I talk about it so much that everyone's like, what do you mean by that? And so I thought, well, today would be a great day to just sort of check into that energy. And I want to share for me what it means just in a nutshell. And we'll explore a little more than a nutshell. But it truly means that I am fully aligned with the divine. And I am living consciously in the present and being fully immersed in the gift of light, you know, just being in that present and having no fear, no doubt, no lack, only love. And that heart center is so vast. I mean, it can open and it's such a large force. And there's some things that you can do to really be more aware of when you are on this planet living in this human body as a spiritual being in a human form. You know, that's why we're here. We're here to learn. This is an amazing, it's a learning ground. So how we act, how we react, how we speak, what we think, when we're coming from that energy of love, you know, we have the power to move mountains and we have the power to heal. And it's just simply a more effortless way of being. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. I'm going to play some music today because I love music and these songs speak to my heart. And we're going to listen to the first song, and that is by Creed, and it's Higher. So sit back and enjoy.
Thank you.
by Creed. Always love that song. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And I am your host, Sage Woman. I am an intuitive and an ordained minister and a shamanic priestess. And it is such my pleasure to be here today. We are here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. And today we are talking about coming from the heart center. And it's all about just, you know, to me it's about being true to myself and being empowered by simply knowing that the choices I make affect everything. And when I come from the place of my heart, I'm letting go of all fear and all ego and all lack and limitation for myself and for everyone else. And it's also about non-judgment. You know, there's no place for judgment in that heart center. And it's not always easy, you know. I mean, I guess it is if you choose it to be. But, I mean, we are here to grow. We chose to come down into this body and to be able to bring that higher energy of light and love, bringing that heaven to earth through us and through how we are as a human. And, you know, it's like, people, how do you live and how do you think from your heart? I think you just have to remember that thinking from your heart isn't really thinking from your head. And you also have to remember that, you know, you have a brain and you have an emotional center that also resides there. And every single day here, we are, you know, we're bombarded. We're bombarded with so many different things that we deal with, from our jobs, our families, our finances, our responsibilities. And sometimes that head, that mind goes mind chatter, and it's just on and on and on and on. And you go on autopilot, and then you don't become awakened to the moment. You're on autopilot, so you don't live from the heart as much, because that takes to be conscious, to be aware, and not react, and to be able to flow and be detached. And that's not easy. It's a everyday job, man. It's like you do every day, you clean out your cobwebs, you know, you do some clearing, and then you claim that I'm going to have peace of mind. And when the mind is quieted and at peace, then it is in the present, and then we can consciously choose to come from our heart. And, you know, it's a choice, and it's a practice, until it becomes simply as natural as breathing. And, you know, this is not something I've done my entire 52 years, really. No, I'd have no character. I wouldn't be here talking to you, because I wouldn't know what it felt like, you know, to not come from my heart. And I do know that it is a much better place to be, and it is a choice that I have taken. And as a shamanic priestess, my mantra is to walk the path of the priestess, and that is of unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness for myself and for others. So that requires much you know, work. It's not something that I don't think about. I get up every morning and I make that decision that I'm going to stay in the present. I'm going to stay in the moment. And I'm going to do the things that help me stay there. And sometimes it's meditation. Sometimes it's yoga. Sometimes it's just walking out in the back in nature. Because when you quiet your mind, you're able to definitely be more at peace. I found a quote today I liked. And it's by Richard Carlson. And it's, "True happiness does not come when we get rid of our problems, but when we change our relationship to them. When we see our problems as potential source of awakening, opportunity to practice and learn." I love that, because, geez, you know, every single moment there's an opportunity to grow, because we don't always like everything that's put in front of us. And sometimes it's easier to not come from the heart, but it's a built-in mechanism to be able to just stay fully immersed in that. So we're going to play a little bit more music, and the next song that we're going to play is by Collective Soul, and I really love this song. It is called Shine. So enjoy.
Baby, you're the kind of guy that's
Well, gotta love that. I was definitely rocking out here with Spirit to that one. It's always been a favorite. Collective Soul Shine. This is Sage, and I am so honored to be here today, and we are talking about choosing to live from the heart. Every single day, we are given so many opportunities to practice coming from our heart, to be present in the moment, to let go of the attachments to the situations. You know, we don't have to take it personal. We don't have to defend ourselves, you know. These are such great gifts when they come to us because it helps us to clear out those cobwebs of old tapes, fear, doubt, ego-driven energies. They just don't feel good. And I don't know about you, but I always know. Are you kidding me? Immediately when I'm coming from love or fear. Fear? I'm always making really bad decisions if I'm coming from fear. And, you know, my practice has gotten stronger because I spent so much of my time in that space and it just never got me anywhere. It just didn't feel right. And I'm in gratitude for those times, you know, because it's what's made me who I am today. And I would never change anything because then I wouldn't be exactly where I am right now. And that's perfect. So you have to learn to take those things as they are. And it's a beautiful opportunity to change the world one way, and that's with yourself by coming from love. And, you know, I just feel that when a thought arises that isn't from that space of love, what do, you know? Because let's get real. You know, you will focus on being in that space, and you know it feels better, but every once in a while, gosh, you know, you get moved, and that emotion, you get triggered, and you kind of feel that energy of, oh, I'm not having a place of love right now. I'm coming from a place of fear. Our ego first. We don't think we're fearful. We're just having a thought that doesn't, you know, generate that high vibration. So what do you got to do? Well, you got to detach yourself emotionally and mentally from that charge of that core of that thought. Like, no longer do you let that thought or memory take you down that path and recreate that scenario, those feelings, that trauma, those reminders of what, you know, what could I have done different? It doesn't matter. It's already done. It's in the past, okay? So anything else that you could have done or should have done never was intended to happen anyway. Isn't that cool? So oh, this is the path of my life. That's the, you know, path of your life. And then, you know, we can continue to just really move in that space. So I have another quote. You can see it's quote day and music day today. But this is from John Lennon, and I love it. There are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. And when we're afraid, we pull back from life. And when we are love, we open to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance. We need to learn to love ourselves first in all of our glory and all of our imperfections. If we cannot love ourselves, we cannot fully open, you know, to our ability to love others or our potential to create. Evolution and all hopes for a better world rest in the fearlessness and open-hearted vision of people who embrace life. Right? Good job on that one, Mr. Lennon. Got to feel that one. You know, I want to read something that I found on this that I love. And so I'm going to just kind of give you something that sums it up to me about seeing the world and seeing life and seeing from love. And when you see from your mind, the difference. To see the world from our hearts, open up a realm of possibilities. To see the world from our minds opens a palette of possible limitations of our experiences. To see the world from our hearts is to be compassionate to ourselves and others, especially regarding our individual experiences. To see the world from our minds sees the separation and the challenges that keep us prisoners of our own experiences. To live from our hearts is to fully stand in alignment with the divine and trust that our life is unfolding according to divine plan. To live from our minds is to be separate from the divine and question the experiences and opportunities that may come up. To live from our hearts is to grow as spiritual and evolved beings, living in sync with Mother Earth and all others on Earth. To live from our minds is to feel the constant struggle of the ego and the heart. You know, and I realize it's not easy. I don't believe it's supposed to be. Like I said, this plane, this earth plane that we are on, that we have chosen to experience, is our school. You never get out of school. We've all signed up for this big curriculum called life. So we will experience those classes very up close and very personal. Everyone we meet and everything we do. And, you know, that's the cool part of it. I love it. Don't you? That's why we're here. So we're going to play one more song and Higher Love. All right.
Oh,
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And I am Sage Woman, your host today. And it's a pleasure to be spending this amazing hour with you. And we are talking a little bit about coming from our heart center and coming from love and not fear. And you know, why is it important to come from your heart? Well, you know, why wouldn't you? It's just a better way of life. And, you know, we have to remember we don't control anything outside of us, all right? We don't. We control ourselves. How we react to situations and people outside of us is really the key. And when we can separate ourselves and take our ego out of it and, you know, it's not always about me. You know, we're not really always in everybody else's story. So we have to just keep ourselves in that space of knowing that when we are in that place of coming from our heart center, we are sending out that vibration that raises the consciousness of the planet. And it starts with you. It starts with me. I mean, that's the best thing we can do. We've come to this planet for one thing, and that's to learn love, self-love, and love of others, and to be that love, and then go out in the world and create. And, you know, when you're in that state of bliss and higher love, it is a place of creation and healing. So what do I do? What does Sage Woman do to tame her ego and fears? Well, that depends on what year you knew me. But now, in my space that I have brought to me of peace and a higher vibrational way of life, because, man, it's the way. And that connection to Source, that connection to God, that connection to Goddess, it's why, you know, it's why I live. It's why I breathe. I'm here to serve. I'm a conduit of spirit. Can't come from fear or lack doing that. That does not work. So what do? Well, I take time to be alone. I actually love being by myself. For years, I couldn't stand it. You couldn't get me to be alone. It was like a joke in my family. Oh, she's never by herself. She's always surrounded, you know. But that's because I didn't want to deal with stuff with myself, you know. Now I find that time alone to be a time of study, a time of refreshing and reflection. So when you take that time to be in the quiet, to meditate, to pray, to journal, to sing, to move, that's when you start bringing your place, you know, yourself to that place of peace, to that place of love. And it's so much easier to do when you're in that quiet. So you need to take a little bit of time every day, really, to bring yourself back to center. Be compassionate to yourself and others. Like, gosh, take time to listen and remember that everyone has a story and everyone is the star of their own story. And just be compassionate. That inner critic can just take over, and it doesn't help. It's not necessary. So just kind of ask for that compassion, and then learn to detach yourself from emotionally and mentally from those thoughts or memories, experience, triggers, fears that come up that relate to something from the past. Remember, the past is gone. So let it go. It does not serve you to bring it with you. When you're in the present, you're in the gift. And I love gifts, so I stay in the present. I'm giving myself a gift 24/7. Gotta love that. And it doesn't cost anything. Yep. So forgiveness is high up there. You've got to forgive yourself and forgive others. Don't hold on to that stuff. It's not good. It's what gives you that dis-ease. So learn to let go and don't judge. Don't judge yourself and don't judge others. When you let go of judgment, divine energy can come down and go into that heart and activate it and activate understanding. And that's what it's all about. And I think lastly, what I do is I'm in gratitude. I give thanks, and I make my attitude gratitude, because it's true. You know, the more gratitude you have for things, the more that you bring to you. And it softens your heart, and it opens you up to so many possibilities of positive energy and experiences coming in. You know, and even if a situation comes in that seems difficult to give thanks for, I'm sure there's a few of those that come up. Yes, what do you do? Well, go back to remembering that you came, you chose to come to this earthly plane to experience and remember and master. What are we mastering? We're mastering our minds. We're mastering humility. We're learning to be in that place of love. And gratitude puts you closer and much more in touch with your heart. And it places you closer to your higher self, your divine self. So, okay, we're going to wrap it up here. My last quote of the day is by Mr. Jim Morrison. And it's, expose yourself to your deepest fear. After that, fear has no power. And the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes. You are free. Love that. Well, at this time of the show, I always want to invite you to go to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and go to our Facebook page and let us know what you're feeling. Talk to us. Let us know what you might want to hear more from us about. And we're always looking to share a story of transformation. If you have a story that you want to share, we'd love to have you on the show, you know, in person or via phone. Just let us know. Let us hear it. And the host of this show, Reverend Louisa Dyer, my dear friend, you can go to her website, which is by the same name, Louisa Dyer, and you can download a free meditation. Fabulous. Do that. And you can find me, Sage Woman, by that name, Sage Woman, on Facebook as well. So I hope everyone has enjoyed today, and maybe your heart's a little more open. And, you know, I always say, take what resonates with you, and leave what doesn't, because you are in charge of you. I'm just giving you some of my thoughts. My thoughts aren't your thoughts. Your thoughts aren't mine, you know, but we share. And I know sometimes I hear things from someone. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's going to be a part of my life from here on out. And sometimes I hear things. I'm like, well, I'm glad that worked for her, but I don't see it for me. And that's okay, too. Right? We're all unique, and we all find our path to heart life, heart living our own way, just as long as we get there and spread the love. So I'm going to take you out with Madonna, of course, with Ray of Light. And go out there and shine bright, people. It does no one any good to shine light. You are diamonds in the sky. You know, be bright and always focus on that light that you are and that you hold. Focus on bringing more of your divine essence into your heart. And that human heart has the capacity to expand to great levels. And when you believe in your own ability to create the changes you desire in your world by simply being that light that you are. So allow that brilliant light to shine. I'll be looking for you. And join us next week at the same time, 2 to 3 p.m. All right. Have a great week.